The call of God is very powerful. So let me repeat. The call of God is very powerful. And in our first reading, we heard God calling the young boy Samuel. And in that call, we're told that the Lord revealed himself to Samuel, and he did not allow any word that Samuel spoke to be without effect. No word that Samuel spoke was without effect. And that's what we heard about Samuel. But that also happens with anyone who is truly called by the Lord. That no word that persons speak, those who have been called by the Lord, will be without effect. No word. And so in the gospel, we heard about another person who was called, and that is John the Baptist. And we are told in this gospel reading that John the Baptist, seeing Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." There is nothing in that gospel reading that said that John was speaking to the two persons beside him. John was just acknowledging the fact that there before him was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And what did we hear in the gospel reading right after that? We're told that the two disciples, they heard what John said. They heard what John said, and they followed Jesus. John was not speaking to them. John was just addressing a situation. He saw this man, and he knew he was the Lamb of God. And he said his words. So there again we see someone called by God, and God would not let any of his words be without effect. So the disciples heard him. They heard those effectual words, and those words pointed them to Jesus, and they followed him. So it says something then about the words that we speak. The words that we speak should be words that come from God. So that whenever we utter those words, the persons who hear them will do what those words say to them. Because believe it or not, the person who speaks those words should at first be speaking by his or her life. Because these two disciples, when they heard John, the reason they followed what John said is that they knew that John was authentic. They knew that John would not speak anything lightly. But in these days, words are spoken lightly. We just say words and we say them over and over and over again, and they get to the point where they mean absolutely nothing. And those words become ineffective. And because they are ineffective, they are not touching anybody, not causing anybody to change their way of life.
So sure,
at every Mass, we get to this point of the liturgy of the Word. And every bishop, priest, or deacon has to get up and say some words at that time. And so what are we saying? Are we just saying words because it is written in the liturgy that a homily should be given at this point? Or is it that we get to the point where we are proclaiming a message that comes from God? A message that should be effective. A message that should change the hearts of persons who hear those words. Because clearly, when we come into the church and we hear these words, those words should be ringing in our ears for the rest of that week. Because we want to have our lives transformed. And what that is doing is that the words should be pointing to Jesus. Not pointing to the self. Because there are some preachers who promote themselves. But we should be in this business of pointing to Jesus. Of promoting Jesus. So that as Jesus is seen, then persons will want to know where Jesus is staying and they want to be with him. So the two disciples from today's gospel, having heard John the Baptist, they went to Jesus. Where are you staying? They wanted to know what Jesus was about. And all Jesus said to them, another one who is the Word of God himself, Jesus just said, come and you will see. Come and you will see. And they went. They went and they stayed with Jesus because somehow the words of Jesus were so effective in their lives. It transformed their lives, and what did they do? Well, Andrew, we're told that he went and he told his brother. He told his brother about Jesus. And he took him to see Jesus. And why did Simon go? He went because Andrew, who was called, was another one who was an authentic witness. And Simon could believe his word and follow in order to see Jesus. So my sisters and brothers, we come to Mass regularly, don't we? Many come because they want to fulfill an obligation. So I want to say to you, do not come to Mass to fulfill an obligation, but come to Mass in order to fulfill your relationship of being a disciple of Jesus. And every disciple of Jesus is also a missionary disciple. And as missionary disciples, we want to go to others and we want to speak with others. We want them to hear our words. And if we truly want to be disciples, God will see to it that none of our words spoken will be without effect. Of course, there are persons who will hear and not respond, but that's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is just to be authentic speakers of that word. And so this week, you're being prepared for what we will celebrate next Sunday. Because next Sunday is the Sunday of the Word of God. So our church, you know, our church is smart. Our church is making sure that when we come each week, we're not coming to repeat something, but we're on a journey, and each week is going to be different. And each week should help us to renew our relationship with God. So, my sisters and brothers, I pray that as you hear these words this week, that they will not fall on deaf ears, nor will they fall on hardened hearts. And so just to say, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.